life can communicate, and it doesn't matter in what form they are. Sometimes when I'm hiking, I'll stop under a tree and just ask a question and receive an answer. All of nature, the earth, everything has a consciousness.
Hello, thoughtful viewers, and welcome to Animal World, our co-inhabitants. On today's program, we'll meet Dexter Del Monte, a highly talented professional telepathic animal communicator from Los Angeles, California, USA. An artist, teacher, and longtime practitioner of meditation, Ms. Del Monte has taught thousands of school children in her city how to care for and communicate with animals, as well as introduced them to art, yoga, and meditation. Adhering to the principles of ahimsa, or nonviolence, she lives a vegan lifestyle and avoids all animal products. How do we know when an animal is communicating with us telepathically? Dexter Del Monte says we can receive their messages in a number of ways.
Some communicators are more visual. Some hear more. Some feel more. I was an artist for about 30 years, so I am a visual person. So I receive images visually, but I feel a lot. And usually I'll validate with my feeling. I'll ask an animal a question, and then, I mean, I'll hear the answer, but to validate it, I feel it. If it's a yes, I'll feel an exhilaration. And if it's a no, it's kind of like a heavy feeling. And that's my method.
Ms. Del Monte says that by communicating heart to heart with animals, she can give them a voice, a chance to be heard and understood, and can even save their life.
When a behavior problem arises, like an animal's urinating on the bed, and people don't understand that the animal's trying to communicate, so they take them to the pound, or they get rid of them. So I thought, if I could bridge this gap, if people can start realizing that animals have feelings, this is such an important thing. They have opinions, they have thoughts, and I really wanted to help. I wanted to enlighten. It's becoming more and more accepted now, and it's wonderful that it's spreading. Another cat told me that she missed going outside, that they were in a new home now. I had no idea that they moved. The person didn't tell me. The cat told me. And she showed me this outdoor space that she didn't have access to anymore. And, you know, she was urinating all over the house. She was not happy. And so I asked the person, did you have a space before where the cat had access to the outdoors? And she said, yeah, but we don't anymore. We moved to this house. And I says, well, your cat really wants to go out. And so she put a harness on her and started taking her out, and the urination stopped.
Our animal companions are highly sensitive and can be deeply affected by their caregiver's emotional state. Ms. Del Monte shares an example from her own life.
They are so in tune with their bodies, with what's going on. And that's why so often they'll pick up our imbalances and act them out, because they're so sensitive. And so you really need to watch yourself. And I had a cat, Bubba Louie, actually. He'd be gone every day from 9 to 5. I thought he had a job. Mm-hmm. I mean, where does this cat go? And it turned out, and I found this out through another communicator, there was so much tension in the house. My partner and I at the time fought a lot, and he just couldn't handle it. It was just too stressful for him.
Even when animals are very young, they can converse inside with humans and will work tirelessly to deliver a vital message.
I was house-sitting some cats, dogs, and one cat just had a litter. So here's these like 2-month-old kittens, and I just fed everybody. And I'm doing the dishes, and then there's one kitten mewing in front of the refrigerator. He wouldn't stop. About 10 minutes went by, and he just wouldn't stop mewing, staring at the refrigerator. And I looked at him, and I said, what is your problem? They were all black and white, tuxedo cats. all of a sudden I got this image of another little tuxedo inside the refrigerator. Uh-huh. I thought, oh no. And I opened it up, and sure enough, he came tumbling out. I mean, 2 months old. Mm-hmm. And he's telling me, he opened the refrigerator.
Are some species more talkative than others? The answer may surprise you.
Horses seem to be very talkative. I've had cats that talk a lot and others that don't say very much, just like people, really. I don't see any difference between any of them. I've talked to lizards. I talked to a snake once who was lost, and birds, they describe their surroundings just like a cat or dog would. Mm-hmm. So I don't see any difference between the species at all. Mm. And I have no preference. Yeah. It's always exciting. Yeah.
When an animal companion is lost, Ms. Del Monte can remotely connect with them in order to help reunite the caregiver and their beloved friend.
It's always good to have a picture, especially if the eyes are looking in the camera, so you could really tune into their energy. Mm-hmm. But I found lost animals without a picture. One time there was two dogs and they were running, and all they showed me were bare trees, green buildings, and I got that they were like a mile away. So the person, she had a GPS, and she went a mile away. She remembered where there were some green buildings and bare trees, because most of the other trees were not bare at that time of the year. And, she actually did find them.
Sometimes a lost animal companion gives Dexter Del Monte information that is challenging for her to interpret, because humans and animals perceive their surroundings in different ways.
I had a cat once show me a wall, like a barrier, like she couldn't get over it. But then she showed me a lot of green grass, so I assumed the cat was outside. Turns out she was in a basement. That's why she couldn't get over the wall. She was enclosed in a basement, but there was a window. And out the window, she had a view of green grass. So that's why it's so hard, because we are looking from the animal's perspective.
Like many other telepathic animal communicators, Ms. Del Monte believes that our animal companions are here to teach us a number of invaluable lessons about life.
And they love us, you know, unconditionally, and they are patient, they're forgiving, they don't hold grudges, they don't judge us. They are little bodhisattvas. When you have animals, they allow you to love them in a way that you could never really love a human, because the love is unconditional. And then when they die, you feel the loss at such a deep, deep, deep level. The blessings from that is that you do awaken and you become more compassionate from even being around them. Your heart opens. That's what animals do. They open our hearts.
Dexter Del Monte says that most people cannot begin to comprehend the depth of their animal friend's love for them. Though most of us are not aware of it, animals are more than willing to make tremendous sacrifices on our behalf.
They are very sensitive beings, mm-hmm. and they know what you're feeling, mm-hmm. and sometimes they will take on your illness. They will take on your emotional imbalances. The person had arthritis, and the dog had the hip dysplasia. But I saw her health decline as his got better. And finally, he says, Mom, it's completely gone. I feel great. His arthritis was gone. And the dog couldn't barely walk anymore, and finally she couldn't walk at all. And I remember that happened so vividly. Yeah, so she really, I think, took it on for him. One time I had a splitting headache, and this was when Bubbaloo was near death, and I just went and laid down on my bed, and he hardly had any strength in his little weak body. He was so thin, and he got up on the bed and he came over to me and he put his paw on my temple, and he just kept it there, And I could just, you know, feel his energy, and I just breathed in with his energy, and my headache went away. He was dying, and he did that for me. I mean, isn't that amazing?
Our animal companions can also help us in other subtle ways, even with our spiritual growth.
When you're not on track, they'll let you know. A couple of weeks ago, I was preoccupied again, stressed out, running around the house, you know, doing 20 things at once, and right in front of me, O. Henry, my cat, peed. And I just looked at him, and I knew, and I said, thank you. I got it. Mm-hmm. I'll slow up and pay more attention to my surroundings, my life, take a breath. You know, he got me on track again. Mm-hmm. And they do that all the time. So they really have enhanced my spiritual life.
Dexter Del Monte believes that we all have the ability to communicate telepathically with animals. But how exactly do we rediscover this inborn gift?
People need to slow the chatter in their mind and become very still. And as you know, we process, I don't know how many thoughts a second. Our mind is very, very busy. We don't even know how busy our mind is. So when you start stilling the mind, that's why meditation is really essential, some sort of meditation if you want to really communicate with animals, mm-hmm. because you have to get quiet because that's where they're at. Mm-hmm. And you have to get on the same wavelength that they're on. And then afterwards, with practice, you'll hear them more and more. You need to trust what you hear and feel and the visions that you get. Just trust everything that you get because you're probably, if you have animals, you're already communicating with them. You just need to know that.
The animals have a message for humanity, which Ms. Del Monte now shares.
I feel the message is, wake up. It's like, wake up. You know, life is short, and you got all this stuff in your mind. It's driving you crazy. Wake up. Be loving. Be kind. And relax. Just relax. And love. That's the biggest thing. I think they are here to teach us that, unconditional love.
Many thanks, Dexter Del Monte, for helping us to better understand and appreciate the intelligence of animals as well as their nobility and devoted nature. May you enjoy continued success in your work that is helping us move toward an age of everlasting peaceful harmony with all animals. For more details on Dexter Del Monte, please visit www.whispersandtails.com. Thank you, benevolent viewers, for your company today on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Coming up next is enlightening entertainment after noteworthy news. May all lives be blessed with abundant health and inner tranquility.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/AW.